to throw a woo in there just because we're celebrating your birthday today.
Is that what that was?
If you're lucky, maybe I'll mix in one of the Irish jingles before we get out of here tonight.
I was going to say, maybe the one thing I didn't want for my birthday was that stupid woo.
Oh, you wanted the woo.
No.
Maybe when you get home, your wife and kids will start wooing you as you walk in the door.
I'm miserable. I'd turn around, walk out, go to Dairy Queen or something, get myself some ice cream.
Bullseye on the afternoon. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Matt Douglas is celebrating his 28th birthday today.
Yep, right there.
Plus 6 years. We're having some fun here in studio, and we're going to go back to the hotline now. The Ohio State Buckeyes take on Rutgers on Saturday. And here to tell us more about the Buckeyes, Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in Columbus. Dunny, what's happening down there?
Not a whole lot. And Matt, here's a woo to you and happy birthday.
Thanks, Sean.
See? Even Dunny is wooing.
Yeah, I heard.
You know you're
See,
in great company.
Dunnigan should be on my side. The reason I hate the woo Dunnigan is I was at a Blue Jackets Penguins game back in the day, and all the stupid Penguins fans, yeah, that's right, I said it. They were doing that stupid woo thing throughout the entire game. Drove me nuts.
Well, and if you come back to division where we're in it now, there won't be as many Penguins fans, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hopefully it stays that way for quite some time.
Let's hope. And we're talking media days Wednesday for the Blue Jackets. They start camp on the 14th.
And puck drops on the 5th, right, against Buffalo?
Yes, sir. Can't
wow.
wait.
So we're talking less than a month away before the beginning
it's
of
almost
the Blue
here.
Jacket season.
That's
wow.
my starting season, right? That's my opening day that I talk about.
I am aware. All right, Donnie, 70-plus points last week in that waxing of Oregon State. What were your major takeaways from the Buckeyes' performance in that game?
I mean, number one's got to be the play of Dwayne Haskins, the new starting quarterback for the Buckeyes. 300-plus yards, 5 touchdowns, offensive player of the week for the Big Ten. When we asked Ryan Day about Dwayne's composure before the game, how he was, he said he was a little bit nervous. He looked anything but nervous on the field on Saturday, and that's him being nervous. I can't wait to see what he's like when he's not nervous and when he goes out there and ready to play. He played unbelievably well for a start. Granted, yes, it was against Oregon State, but it's a Power 5 team. They do have talent. They do have scholarships as well. I was very impressed with him, and I was also impressed with the play of Mike Weber. Great to see him come back, 186 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 receiving, 3 rushing. It's great to see him come back, and that Buckeye backfield with him and J.K. Downing, that's going to be a force to reckon with.
I want to touch on both of those elements for just a moment here. You mentioned that the early impressions of Dwayne Haskins, very, very good. The numbers indicate just how well he played. But you mentioned that he had told the coaches that he was pretty nervous, yet he still threw for, 4 or 5 scores?
No, he didn't tell the coaches he was nervous. Just acting head coach, I should say, Ryan Day, says he looked a little bit nervous before the game, like in the locker room. But once he was out there, he had a cool, calm composure. So he didn't say he was nervous, but head coach Ryan Day said he thought he looked a little nervous.
That's pretty
pregame.
It's pretty cool watching the game and listening here on WEOL. They talked about Dwayne Haskins and his history with Ohio State and how he essentially has wanted to be an Ohio State quarterback since an early age.
Absolutely. There's a lot of video of him when he came here for a camp when he was, like, I think it was 11 years ago, he said. And he said his dream was to play and start at quarterback for the Buckeyes. He got to live out his dream on Saturday in the Shoe, and now he gets to live it out this coming Saturday for his first Big Ten game as a starting quarterback at the Shoe against Rutgers.
Dunny, you also talked about the performances of both J.K. Dobbins and Mike Weber. Weber had an enormous game, enormous game. He had 20 carries, 180-plus yards on the ground, found pay dirt a few times as well. Is it safe to expect that those guys are going to continue to split the carries throughout the course of the year? Because while Weber totaled the ball more, he had 20 carries, they went to Dobbins 15 times on the ground. Is it safe to say they're probably going to continue to split those carries the rest of the year?
Oh, absolutely. Acting head coach Ryan Day, he really had the tempo going, especially in the first half against Oregon State. And he said in his press conference on Monday, that's the way he kind of wants to keep it going right now. And you can't have a running back out there for 10, 12 plays at a time. The most he thinks you can do is 6 or 7 before they need a breather. So, you're going to see a lot of subbing between Dobbins and Weber. And, you could see the same numbers this week for Dobbins instead of Weber. It just comes down to, just calling plays whenever whoever's out there. So the same play might be called for Dobbins instead of Weber, and Dobbins might go off for a 49-yard touchdown run. You don't know. It doesn't matter what running back's out there. There's always a chance that they could break.
Talking Ohio State football with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in Columbus. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Complete dominance in week one for the Buckeyes in their win over Oregon State. Dunny, should we expect anything less against Rutgers this weekend?
I believe the average score the last 2 years for Ohio State versus Rutgers is 57-0. Rutgers has only scored 7 points, I believe, in the last 3 years against Ohio State, and that was with 13 seconds left 3 years ago at Rutgers when they scored a touchdown. So I would expect more of the same. However, this is a very different Rutgers team. They're playing a lot better. Chris Ash, in his second year with the Scarlet Knights, has them going a little bit. They had a good win on Saturday. They're supposed to keep it going. I expect the Scarlet Knights to put up some points. I don't see many, but I do expect it to be a little bit more of a fight.
That's what I was just going to ask. I mean, 31 points were put up by Oregon State against Ohio State. Yeah, you can argue some of those points came later in the game. But in the press conference, Greg Schiano kind of waved it off like it was nothing, saying 89% of the big plays came on like 7 different plays from Oregon State. You buy that, or are you a little worried about the defense moving forward?
I took that as a different. He said in his press conference when I was there, from what I heard when I was there, was, you know, it was unacceptable. He kept on saying it was unacceptable that they gave up those, you know, over 300 yards in 7 or 8 plays. Even 2% of their offense came on that. He said that's completely unacceptable, and he won't have it again at Ohio State. He said that wasn't the worst just at Ohio State. That was the worst he thinks he might have had as a defensive coach in his career. So he was not happy with the way the defense played, especially giving up those 7 or 8 big plays. And you can't do that, especially when you get the bigger later in the year when you start to play the Penn States, the Michigan States, and the Michigans. You just can't do that. And that starts this week with Rutgers, because they got a playmaker in Blackshear that can run all over you.
We'll get back to Rutgers' personnel here in just a moment, because I'm interested to see what they do that concerns Ohio State. But, you know, getting back to Schiano, does this week mean anything more to him, or did he kind of downplay that since he used to coach at Rutgers? I know that was a while ago, but does this game take on a little bit of a different meaning for him, or is it this just another game?
He kind of downplayed it, and it was more of a big deal last year when it was first game playing Rutgers, but it was at Rutgers. So that was more of a big deal because he was back in New Jersey, back kind of home for him. But he downplayed it a little bit, but he did say that, you know, he still has feelings for Rutgers because it was his first big job. And back in 2002 when he was coaching there, he wanted Rutgers in the Big Ten. And now that they are, he's like a proud papa, because that was one of his big things that he wanted to do while he was there, was to get Rutgers into a big conference. And he believes he did that in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
really helped out with that.
Well, he's essentially the father of that program. They haven't been relevant really since he left, and they weren't relevant until he took it over.
I agree.
Yeah, it's remarkable where he took that program. It really is, because they were really looked at as one of the laughing stocks of college football, and he really made them very, very respectable. I think he did more than that. I mean, he got those guys into the top 25, so they became way more than respectable after he took over, and as Matt just alluded to, they haven't been in the same place since.
Absolutely, and he even said that, you know, when you, especially in New York City or in the New York City area, when you get people talking about your program, people start to come out. He remembers having Jets players and Giants players on the sidelines with sideline passes for games that Rutgers was in, that, you know, nowadays, and even before that, before him, they would never even dream about going to a Rutgers game.
All right, well, let's focus on Rutgers for a moment here. Obviously, that's Ohio State's opponent this Saturday. Buckeyes and Rutgers having at it here in just a couple of days. What is it that Rutgers does that has Ohio State concerned just a little bit?
I think the big thing is Blackshear and containing him. He'll be all over the play, all over the field on Saturday. As long as you can contain him and keep him under maybe 100 yards or so total, it'll be a pretty dominant win. I expect that regardless. But keeping him in check will be the biggest thing that the Buckeyes have to do in order to get a big victory on Saturday.
Donnie, you know, now we're at that point where Urban Meyer is back running practices. Of course, he can't coach on the sidelines for a game for another couple of weeks here. He's got to sit out this Rutgers game. He's got to sit out the TCU game as well. But you and I have both been privy to Urban Meyer practices. I've not been for almost 15 years now, but you have been privy to Urban Meyer practices between now and then. I've been told not a whole lot's changed since his Bowling Green days, because when you walk onto a practice field and Urban Meyer is leading the charge, there's no question who the leader on the field is. And, you know, obviously practices are way, way different when Urban Meyer is running the show. What exactly changes from your perspective when Urban Meyer comes back and he runs these practices again?
As Ryan Day said, not much changes. The only thing changes is now they have their head coach back. He called Urban Meyer coach about 10 times during the press conference. It just kind of shows the respect he has for Urban Meyer and the respect that that everybody does for Urban Meyer. When he came back to the offices, it was business as usual. They're going through the game plan for Rutgers. Monday's a big game planning day for him. And he even said, you know, a lot of the coaching for big time college football happens during the week. On Saturdays, it's just some of the play calling and some of the situational stuff. But a lot of the game planning and everything like that comes out on Monday through Friday. And so he said that just not having Urban on the sidelines would be the only difference between now and, I guess, the Tulane game, which would be the 22nd when Urban's allowed to be on the field for the 2018 season as head coach.
Well, Donnie, as you were telling me off the air, this was a pretty big week for DeMario McCall. Not only did his North Ridgeville Rangers snap a losing streak by winning a very exciting game at home over the Midview Middies last Friday, and a game that most of you heard here on AM 930 WEOL, he was a guy that played extraordinarily well, and DeMario McCall was singled out by the coaching staff as well.
Yeah, he was. Coach Ryan Day was asked about DeMario McCall and will you see more game time because of his two big returns for the Buckeyes. And Coach said he's in a very deep battle with C.J. Saunders and Paris Campbell and others there at the returning position, but he was very impressed with what he saw out of DeMario in his two big returns, and hopefully we get to see a lot more. Everyone is excited to kind of see what DeMario McCall has to offer, and that goes not just for fans, but the media as well. If you look on Twitter, all the Buckeye media, we all kind of want to see DeMario kind of come out of the shell and get things going on the field, because he is a human highlight reel that we believe is just kind of a diamond in the rough.
All right, Donnie, before we cut you loose, we know that Friday nights in the fall, dominated by high school football down there, just as they are up here. What's the marquee matchup down in the state capital or in the surrounding areas tomorrow night?
Well, get set before you bet. Game of the week is going to be Dublin-Jerome versus Dublin-Kaufman. It's a big rivalry game for the city of Dublin, one of two or three of the high schools down over in that area. But it's going to be a big game. We got 12 games going on for first and 10. So if you're in the Columbus area, check us out or watch us online at 10TV.com.
So dare I say, Donnie will be Dublin his fun on Friday night. I used that once off air, so that may have lost a little luster with you, but I think those out there listening might appreciate that to some degree.
Matt, what was worse, that or all the woos that you've gotten so far?
Oh, by far the woos, but it doesn't surprise me he used it before. He's known to recycle some of those.
Oh, wasn't that bad. Consider it an extra birthday gift.
Well, thank you,
that.
Yes.
Donnie, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thank you again, Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV in Columbus.